The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" So if you're an unbeliever or a nominal believer and you're just carrying on with your life and you think something pleasant's going to happen when you die, I suggest you rethink. It's going to be really, really unpleasant. You don't want to be there. So I would suggest that you pull out the stops and start getting your life right with Father right away. If you are seeking to draw close to Father, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, Jesus. To put this in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Today's broadcast, recognizing a friend of Yah, a friend of the Almighty. Overview of the program. The broadcast discusses the attributes of a friend of Yah in a way that you can apply. We will continue the discussion of divorce. We will note that true friends have spent many years seeking to draw close to Yah. We will note that true friends understand the battle and constantly wage war in the spirit realm. True friends are deeply committed to helping other believers draw close to Yah. We will then examine the requirements for real service to the Almighty. We will note that Father desires friends, and that is the sole reason for all of this. We will refer to Satan's rebellion leading to the contest and the rules of engagement. We will note that the prize for you is a high throne. We will discuss the penalty for sin in the place of correction known as hell. We will note that the only strongly anointed are relevant in the battle. And finally, we will examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant and business executive. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week's program. Francis asked, what is meant by subordinate when talking about a relationship with the Creator? Francis, I wouldn't place much emphasis on that. Somebody asked me whether we were subordinate to the Creator, and I made the point that He is in command. So, yes, we are subordinate, but I wouldn't, that's not a word that I have ever used in context of my relationship with Him. Jude asked, how will He communicate with us if we're getting closer to Him? Jude, if you are getting closer to Him, you will start to hear His voice. It's a still, small voice. It's not loud. He doesn't shout. But you will start to realize that He's speaking to you. It sounds a bit like your thoughts, but you will know when He speaks to you. Lester asked, how will we know we've lifted the curse? Will He tell us? Lester, you pray by faith. A curse is simply a legal statement of words spoken over you by a human being that carry instructions to demons to do things, bad things in your life. So when you speak Father's commandments and your covenant words against that curse, the curse has to go unless you still have sin in your life. So if you pray with faith for the curse to go, it will go. You'll pretty quickly figure out if it hasn't gone, if you still get manifestations of the curse operating in your life. But as a general principle, if you sincerely have dealt with your sin and you pray for a curse to be cut, it will be cut. If in doubt, find somebody to pray with you. Phil asks, where can the song be found to hear it again? Phil, I'm not sure which song you're referring to. The UK Blessing you'll find on YouTube, or just Google UK Blessing. The other one, Purify My Heart, is available on the website, on the recommended worship page. Jasper asks, do we change things a little at a time? Jasper, yes, it is an incremental process. You can change quite rapidly if you put your mind to it, but you can also change a little bit at a time, by all means. Hannah said that was a lovely song. Yes, indeed, one of my favorites. Kiara asked, is it okay to make small changes as we go? Absolutely, Kiara. Just take it a step at a time and get closer. He's very patient. Pam, does He get mad with us easily? No, on the contrary. He's very loving. He's very gentle. He's very kind. He's not this angry, horrible being that the demonic realm has painted Him to be. He's loving and gentle and kind. He gets angry very, very seldom if you really, really push Him. So he's got a bit cross with me a couple of times. I wouldn't say he got mad with me. To me, mad is a bit of a rant. He has sort of spoken firmly to me on a few occasions, but very, very few. Amy asked, if he gets mad at us, will that push us further from him? Amy, to be honest, he's never got mad at me in 27 and a half years. I don't think he will get mad at you. If you're really foolish and really do unwise and stupid and hurtful things, and he might get mad with you, but then you're already far from him. If you're sincerely trying to draw close to him, he's not going to get mad at you. He loves you. He wants you to get close to him, Amy. Why would he want to push you away? Naomi asked, how will we know if we've gotten out of line, and how will we hear him tell us? Naomi, as you get to grow in your relationship with him, you will start to hear his voice. And to some extent, if you've gotten out of line, you kind of know that you're taking a chance. Again, say again, he's loving. He wants you to get close to him. He will make it easy for you. You just need to do the work. I was also asked whether Yara really wants happily married people to get divorced, and asked what about the children. Folks, as a general principle, if a believer is married to an unbeliever, it's not going to be happily married. One is serving Satan, the other is serving Yah. It's oil and water. I was unhappily married for 18 years to an unbeliever, didn't know what the problem was. I don't think you're going to find many situations where an unbeliever and a believer are happily married. And if they're both believers and the one is dragging their heels and the other one is really on fire for Father, then there's also going to be strife and division. He doesn't want to break up happy marriages. And staying married for the sake of the children is not on. Father has said that in the average relationship where a believer is married to an unbeliever, the children will grow up as unbelievers. So he's really not interested. If you want your children to grow up as believers, then you need to get divorced. And if you're a man, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but you made a really bad decision and you have to live with the consequences. So let's continue with recognizing a friend of Yah. And we were talking about living a highly separated life and probably divorced several times. I've been divorced quite a few times. I think a lot of people have all sorts of judgments on me. I didn't want to get divorced any of those times, actually. But at the end of the day, it was not working. Several times Father told me to get divorced. Other times I chose to get divorced because it was not working. But at the end of the day, it ultimately comes down to a choice. Are you close to Father or trying to get close to Father? Or are you going to put up and divert yourself because you've joined to somebody who is not serving Father or is in rebellion or whatever? As stated last week, in the process of drawing close to Yah, you may well lose your children, your friends, and most of your family. Yah hates divorce because of the trauma that it causes, but he hates his bondservants and friends allowing any other human being to get in the way of their relationship with him much more. If you're a woman, recognize that there are roughly 7 times more women than men in the body of true believers. See the webpage Single Woman Believers 7 Times Men for a discussion of this. Inherently, this means that you are very unlikely to find a suitable man, and therefore Father will expect you to remain single, unless you are one of those who truly has found a man more committed to Yah than yourself. If you're a man, realize that most of the suitable women are joined to unsuitable men, so the choices are limited and you must screen candidates carefully. Know also that even those who appear suitable mostly battle to align and be in submission and are therefore unsuitable. Do not be surprised if Father repeatedly tells you to divorce because the woman you're joined to is getting in the way of your calling to serve him. Okay, moving on. You've spent many years seeking to draw close to Yah, and I'm here to help you. It should be apparent from the preceding points, reaching the position of friend of Yah takes years of intense effort, seeking, worshipping, etc. I've gone before and charted the course, the first person to reach that position in many years. My writings and my counsel are there to help you advance along this road much faster than I did. Father first called me friend 9 years after making an intense commitment to him. And because I was the first in this age and no one else was close, Father was merciful in the criteria that he applied. Today you have my example and my teachings, and therefore while on the one hand the knowledge is there to help you, on the other hand, Father intends to be more exacting in who he accepts. If your relationship with Father means anything to you, I deeply encourage you to pull out all the stops, worship daily, set yourself apart, read all of my writings, pray constantly, etc. Incidentally, it is possible to pray in the Spirit without ceasing. Ask Father to give you this gift and to train your spirit to do this. If you decide today to seek to be Yah's friend, do so knowing that the reward is massive. The thrones on Yeshua's left and right hand and right hand are still vacant and are still available to be won by any of those alive today or who will live in the remaining days of these last days. I strongly encourage you to go for it. In addition, you understand the battle and wage war constantly. The forces of darkness fear you, hate you, and want to destroy you. In all of this, you will have a deep realization of the powers and ways of working of the satanic, messengers, angelic realm, and the demonic realm, ancestor spirits, spirits of all humans who have died without believing in Yah, and the current human realm, witches, Satanists, etc., the illuminated ones. And you will be waging war in the spiritual realm. Firstly, you will need to battle to get free of the demons that are oppressing you and cut off all bloodline curses, etc. This will require you to clean up your act, comply with all the commandments, and do what needs to be done to get free. See the article on seven components in Growing Close to Yah for more information. You will benefit from receiving ministry from other anointed believers if you can make contact with them. But Yah is able to help you obtain deliverance yourself if you draw close enough to him. This is a big topic and there's currently not much documentation that I'm aware of. The document seven components in drawing close to Yah is really, really important. It's about 70 pages written under a significant anointing, significant level of inspiration. If you take that and put it into practice, I believe that within 2 years you can get to be a friend. There's a whole lot of prayers, a whole lot of procedures, a whole lot of teachings. Really, really important article. Perhaps one of the most important. Well, not perhaps. It is one of the most important articles that I've ever written. And I'd really encourage you to get hold of it and read it and study it and put it into practice. You also start to wage spiritual war against demons and fallen messengers in your immediate surroundings. And as Father leads in the broader area where you live, in the world at large, there is a huge amount of work to be done, and until you have seriously cleaned up your own act, you are largely ineffective. As long as you believe and propagate lies and false doctrines, you're a servant of Satan and have little or no authority in the satanic and demonic realm, let alone with the illuminated human beings who are our direct enemies. Realize that once you start to move forward significantly in drawing close to Father, the satanic and demonic realm will pay close attention to you and do all in their power to lead you astray and destroy you. Realize also that once you have reached the point of being without sin, they cannot touch you. But realize that sin, right down to the level of a divided house, will cause you to suffer loss. This is part of the battle. You will have to overcome, deal with your sin again and again and again, until you come to the place of habitual life without sin. Man, if your woman cannot come into deep and consistent alignment, realize that you will have to divorce her, and realize that finding another is fraught with challenges. And you will only find out if a woman can last the pace once you're one with her and live together for some time. It can be extremely painful. Woman, you have the reverse problem if you can find a suitable man at all. Be aware that it is difficult for a man to live without a woman unless he is willing to live in very straitened circumstances. In spiritual terms, men need women more than women need men. There are many more strong believing women than strong believing men. Really important to do a reality check on that. Continuing, you're deeply committed to helping other believers draw close to Yah. As you draw closer to Yah and realize his deep grief and deep loneliness with the minute number of people who are really seeking to draw close to him, you will find that it becomes more and more important to you to draw close to him and to help others to draw close to him. Thus, once you've taken a quality no-going-back decision to serve Yah faithfully, to overcome all that comes against you and all sin and error, and to strive to become Yah's friend, you will find that you increasingly become concerned about Father's desire to have friends, and you will start to share this passion with others that come across your path who are potential friends. Folks, some of the questions that I've just answered about Father getting mad with you, etc., there's this misconception of this sort of really harsh, judgmental being. He's not. Fundamentally, right now, he is terribly lonely. He wants friends. He will welcome it if you choose to draw close to him. He will meet you wherever you are, and he will help you to whatever extent you and ask him to help you. His problem is he's limited by the rules of engagement. If you don't pray the prayers that I recommend, there's very little he can do in your life. If you start praying the prayers that I recommend and doing the fasts that I recommend, you will start to get closer to him. You will start to hear his voice and you will start to have experience of him. And once you've had that, you'll never want it to stop. So in conclusion, to sum up, fundamentally as a friend, you are deeply committed to serving Yah and overcoming to the end and to drawing close to him. Given the length of the journey, you may find that once you have set out purposefully and are making steady progress, Father may call you friend long before you accomplish all that has been set out in this broadcast. That is his prerogative. After listening to this broadcast, I strongly recommend that you read The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You and Seven Components in Drawing Close to Yah, both of which are on web pages with those names, which together will give you most of what is needed in order to undertake the journey to become Yah's friend. They're also available as podcasts. Look on the radio page on the website or look at the Relationship with Creator Radio website for all the previous broadcasts over the last nearly 2 years. Folks, there is such a huge opportunity for you, that's right, you, to draw close to Father. The only thing that's getting in the way is you. What's going on in your head, what lies you've believed about him, what lies you've believed about life and the church and the whatever. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, whatever. It really doesn't matter. He's not concerned. Get close to him. He will help you deal with whatever error you've believed. He loves you. He wants you to get close to him. If you embark on this journey with deep intent, I strongly recommend that you read all that is on the In Time Issue Ministries website. There are over 1,000 web pages and articles, some deeply inspired, some rather old and containing material error, but collectively addressing most of the questions you're likely to ask and most of the information that you will need on your journey to becoming a friend of Yah. All this material is also available in the books that are available on the website. I can supply the entire website and books on a USB stick email me if you would like to obtain this. I pray that, having read this article, you will be challenged to greatly strengthen your resolve to draw much closer to your Father than perhaps you knew to be possible before listening to this. Once again, I encourage you to go for it. Folks, when I started out in 1993, I joined a strongly charismatic church. I learned a lot about faith. I learned a lot about the Spirit. I also learned a lot of error, but I didn't know it was error at that time. We sang about Jesus. We spoke about Jesus as though he was part of God and that there was a Trinity. We said that the Bible was the Word of God and without error and was all inspired. It took quite a few years for me to get to a point where I realized the church was in error, that I was hearing Father clearly, and that I was able to change direction. And it only really happened when I started fasting. So I would encourage you to start fasting right away. Read that article, Seven Components of Drawing Close. Very, very important. Next writing, also in October 2015, about real service to the Almighty in this age, what really matters. I actually wrote this article before the one on recognizing a friend, but it just seemed important to me to talk about recognizing a friend. This contextualizes that and just adds a little bit more depth to that topic. The Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, desires you to become his friend, and that is all that matters in this life. That is what you were created for. This section headlines the issues and provides references to the End Time Issue Ministries website for more information. The challenge today is whether you will seek to become a friend of the Creator or something else. Folks, the choices are wide. You can become a Satanist and serve Satan and kill people and do really ugly, horrible things. You can just be an unbeliever and live your life out and become a demon when you die, trapped in your coffin or in the crematorium oven. You can be a believing unbeliever. So you don't actually have a relationship with Yah, but you read the Bible, etc., and you think you're a believer. You get very offended when people tell you you're not. Or you can get to be out of darkness, a nominal believer, no relationship with Father. There are a lot of things that you can do to totally mess up and have a really unpleasant outcome for eternity. Or you can seek to get serious about serving Father and have a most fantastic outcome. I know which one I choose. Introduction. In October 2015, I wrote, "Yesterday I received an email from a person I've known for many years, who is a deeply committed believer and who has interceded for me on occasion. She was deeply offended at some of my writings and went so far as to suggest that I was hearing a wrong voice. That is deeply concerning in the first instance because she runs the risk of blaspheming the set-apart Holy Spirit of the Almighty, and secondly because it evidences the deep error that she is in, which is typical of nearly all who continue to apply the label Christian to themselves and even to many who've moved on from that error. This article sets out to headline the key issues, as I've come to understand them over 22 and a half years of intense service to Father." That was written 5 years ago, so now 27 and a half years. "From the point at which he spoke to me audibly, such that I knew with absolute certainty that he existed. In that time, I've spent around 7 years set apart and devoted almost entirely to serving him with limited secular activity. I've been on 5 major fasts seeking him, have listened to worship music almost constantly, have sought his face, questioned constantly, and come to a place where he calls me his friend and tells me that I'm closer to him than anyone else on earth today. That said, before you say anything negative about my claims above and what follows, rather simply say, I do not agree, or I do not understand, or similar, and leave it at that, just in case my claims are true. What follows is as concise a summary as I can manage of the key points as I currently see them. All of this is supported in much more detail on the website. Father desires friends. That is the sole reason for all of this. Father created us, and by extension, the whole universe, solar system, planet Earth, plants, animals, with one purpose: to have friends to talk to, share with, learn with, to do things with him. So unless you're seeking to be his friend at a deep, intimate, personal level, which means you devote time to him, talk to him, invite him into your life in depth, you are irrelevant and a source of irritation. See, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you and seven components in drawing close to the Creator for a detailed explanation of this and guidance on how to achieve this. Both of those are also available as podcasts on the creation relationship with Creator Radio website. To achieve this position, you must be filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. Note that this is not about good or compassionate or whatever. It is about relationship with Yah. Satan and his servants have become past masters at good instead of relationship with Yah. Folks, there are a huge number of good people who are not going to heaven. There are a huge number of good people who, even though they may eventually end up in heaven, are going to spend a long time in hell. It's not about good. It's about your relationship with him. You're aware of Satan's rebellion, the contest, and the rules of engagement. During the creative process, Father created messengers or angels as servants. One of these, Hillel, became proud and rebelled. Father was about to cast him and those who followed him into the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone, as a reject creation when he challenged Father. Hillel challenged Father to a contest in terms of which he claimed that by the end of 7,000 years from the creation of mankind, there would not be a single human being in right standing with Father, and that, if this happened, Hillel would rule on earth forever. Father was angered and in the moment agreed to the contest, something that he now says he deeply regrets. A set of terms called the rules of engagement are agreed, which massively constrain Father's right to act on earth. In particular, he is not permitted to disclose any information to a living human unless that human asks for that information. And he's not permitted to do anything on earth unless it is called into existence by a living human being. Hillel, now called Satan the Accuser, has similar constraints but gets around them with manipulation and duplicity. Folks, if you don't understand that the messed up state of this world is a result of Satan and Satan's minions, billions of messengers, angels, and over 100 billion demons, human beings who died without faith in the Almighty, there's this massive demonic satanic army that is trying to destroy us, to destroy the believers, and to make absolutely sure that at the end of this age there is not a single significant believer left, not one who is in right standing, not one who is free of sin. You need to understand that, and then you need to decide to fight against it. The bottom line is that you believe whatever lies you believe, and unless you constantly pray prayers like, Father, please lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Father, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it, and constantly question things that do not make sense, you will remain steeped in your error and, de facto, at some level a servant of Satan. In considering this, it is vital to understand that Father does not know everything. Satan, plus the seven demonic masterminds, the first humans who died as unbelievers, are constantly inventing new tricks to trap humans and lead them away from Father. It is also important to understand that nothing on earth is predetermined. So-called prophecy is not foretelling. It is a statement of intent that requires the servant of the Almighty to call into existence. If you do not understand the above, you are to all intents and purposes almost totally useless to Father as a servant and as a friend. See the web pages on the contest, the real contest, and the page on the demonic masterminds. Folks, there is no script. Father is not in control. Father does not have some magical plan that we're all following. It is a total mess. He doesn't know what to do. He needs you and me to help him. That's what a friend is for. The prize, a high throne. If you succeed in being a true friend to the Almighty, understanding that only a very few people have accomplished this, largely because people do not know it is possible and therefore do not strive for it, you will sit on a very high throne in heaven with massive power and authority alongside Yahushua. If you do not make this grade but overcome sin and adversity, you will still sit on a throne just a bit lower as an overcomer. If you do not make that grade, it is available to you to be a good and faithful servant. You will not qualify for a throne, but you'll be at the front of the court of heaven near the thrones as one who has worked hard to please Father and do his will on earth. If you do not make that grade, you can still become a wise steward, one who recognized the reality of Father and at some level tried to serve him. If you learned about Father and at some level tried to serve him but never invited him to live in you and sought the infilling of his spirit so that he can at some level operate through you, you will qualify as a foolish virgin and find yourself far removed from the throne. But you'll still be in heaven, folks. It's still a much better outcome than any of the alternatives. Rather end up as a foolish virgin than not make it into heaven at all. You don't want to end up as a demon. You really don't. And you don't want to end up in the outer darkness. Make an effort. There is huge opportunity. Listen to the broadcast a few months ago on the glory of dying as an as a committed believer. The glory of death as a committed believer. It's also on the website. Huge opportunity, folks. Why not take it? If you at some level believed in the Creator and then continued to live your life as though he did not exist, you will find yourself in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven. Father's words, a dark, cold, and uncomfortable place. If you never believed, you'll find yourself rejected from entering heaven at all and remain on earth as an ancestor spirit or demon, forced to ride on living human beings, animals or satanic messengers, angels, or stuck in the ground where your corpse rotted, powerless to do anything about it. See the article, Where Are You Headed?, for a discussion of the ranks amongst the ancestor spirits. There are over 100 billion demons, so competition for high rank is fierce, and the top positions are strongly held by demons who've ruled on earth for thousands of years. See the article, Where Are You Going? Folks, I don't really want to labor this point. I think if you've listened so far into this broadcast, you probably are not going to end up in these places. The key thing, the absolutely key thing, is that it is totally within your grasp right now at this instant in time to qualify for a high throne. Make the decision, do the work that I advocate in the article on seven components of drawing close. Go on the fasts, cleanse yourself, start praying regularly, start worshiping regularly, start doing all the other things that I advocate, and you will very quickly start getting promoted in the ranks of believers in Father's sight. I believe it is totally possible if you put the seven components document into practice that within 2 years you can become a friend if you really go for it. The penalty for sin, the place of correction, hell. There is a place of correction in heaven where believers who die with unconfessed sin are sent for correctional detention before they are admitted into the body of heaven. This place is commonly called hell, and you will spend time in hell being tormented by the tormentors excuse me, until you have fully paid the price for all your unconfessed sin. Remember that Yahushua died a terrible death to provide a way out for you to receive forgiveness for your sins. If you fail to avail yourself of the benefits of this terrible sacrifice, you will pay a terrible price for your sin. What makes you think that you can carry on as you like and go to heaven and escape scot-free because Yahushua died for me? Surely you can see that the logic of such belief is fundamentally flawed and an offense to both Yah and Yahushua. Realize that if you persist in your sin and error, you are not a friend and not an overcomer and probably not a good and faithful servant. So your aspirations to high office are without foundation. See the article on hell together with images painted by one who's been there. Folks, if you listened to my broadcasts on hell a few weeks ago, you'll hopefully have got this message. It is totally possible to live above sin. It's not actually that difficult. Get a fix on the Ten Commandments. Apply all of the Ten Commandments. Read up on the website what there is about the commandments. Put it into practice. Key point. Only the strongly anointed are relevant in the battle. I've made reference to being filled with the Spirit of Yah. If you're not, you're irrelevant. Read the articles on growing close to Yah to understand. This infilling is referred to as anointing, commonly mistranslated and misrepresented as Christ. Christ is not an alias for Jesus, as most people believe. It refers to Yah, the Spirit of Yah. Father says there are about 5,000 anointed ones on earth who are having some impact, and only a handful who are really significantly impacting the world today. If you are not one of the 5,000, then you are to all intents and purposes totally irrelevant, and your entire life is a total waste of time. Wake up, pull your socks up, and start worshipping seriously. See the article on growing close to Yah. There are also only about 5,000 highly illuminated, that is demon-controlled ones, serving Satan, who are having a material impact. See the large number of pages on the Anointed Life on the website for more information. Folks, if you are Spirit-filled, you are a Christ, in the way the word Christ is used in the Bible. Jesus Christ means Yahushua, the anointed of Yah, anointed with the Spirit of Yah. If you're not Spirit-filled, ask Father right now to fill you with His Spirit. Get the songs off the website. Start singing them. Worship daily. Seek to be filled. So important. Continue with this next broadcast. In wrapping up, I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him right now. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Pray with me. Father, I come to you now, and I desire to serve you. I desire to become your friend. I ask you to teach me what to pray. I ask you to bring the people I need in my life into my life. I ask you to take the people that you don't want in my life out of my life. I ask you to open the doors you want open for me and close the doors you want closed for me. Teach me to pray. I choose to serve you. I choose to do everything necessary to seek to become your friend as quickly as possible. Help me to know what to do. Help me to know what fasts to do. Help me to know what prayers to pray. Help me to be led by your Spirit in every possible way, every second of every day. Help me to be sensitive to the leading of your Spirit and obedient to the leading of your Spirit. Amen. There's much more that I could pray with you. Look at the pages on prayer on the website and the articles on prayer on the podcasts. In closing, 5 key documents on the main menu web pages. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcast. That's relationship with create. Let's try that again. relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. That email address again, james@endtimeissueministries.org. The website is fairly well indexed and cross-linked, and you should find a lot of answers to your questions there. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, in order for Yeshua to return, there needs to be at least one friend on earth. I would like there to be millions of friends by the end of the millennium, which is just under 1,000 years from now. And I would like you to help me. Together we can set the wheels in motion for more and more people to become friends of Yah, and be ready to pave the way for Yeshua to return. It's 983 years, roughly. I appeal to you to help me. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your age, your gender, your color, your level of education, your financial standing, anything. Folks, if you are a human being alive on earth today, Father wants you to become his friend. Good night. Father, I